Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me.
Zolak and Bertrand with Beetle Hardy and McTakey today. 617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls. We got some things to get to on the Celtics and the NBA bubble this hour as well. JP's in North Providence. What's up, JP?
Beetle Hardy, quick Red Sox thing before I get the bite gate. You know, losing Mookie Betts will have an effect on the team, but Hardy and Troop not doing the games has had a longer lasting effect, and I still miss you guys not doing it. So,
thank you.
Now, you're welcome. You're welcome. Way back on the Red Sox. Way back.
Right. Yes.
So, listen, I think I got a controversy. I'm calling it Bitegate. Bill Belichick, after all these years, finally does a commercial where he's sitting there knocking off a meat stuffed grinder. And there's Cam Newton saying, I'm a vegan, I don't eat meat. And I think they're stifling him because Bill's going to be the new spokesman for Subway.
Yeah, he'll probably take over the full-time role that Jared had and, you know, be in all the commercials. Did I call Red Sox games?
You may have in a previous life.
You were my all-time favorite Red Sox play-by-play guy, Hardy.
I used to like it when you'd say, way back.
Troop would never say way back.
He never would. You'd never get him to do it on command.
You wouldn't do it.
Never.
All right.
Jim is so disgusted in that call. Jim's just back there shaking his head like this.
I mean, he's a great caller. He's been calling for years.
I know
and
what
years,
happened.
But he always has a joke at the beginning. Every time, every call for 15 straight years, even back to Providence.
Yeah.
Just
that
a
one
joke.
Fell flat today, I guess. Emmett's in Boston. Hi, Emmett.
Hey, guys. 2 points on Cam Newton. The first one, I think he's going to be the starter, but I think he's going to have to earn it in camp just like every other position for the Patriots. Bill Belichick was willing to bench Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl. I don't think he'll have a problem sitting Cam Newton if he looks like crap in camp. The second point, if Cam is the starter and he wants to have success, I think he's going to have to be more of a Russell Wilson type and run but not get hit as much as he used to, because I know that, you know, Cam, we're looking at him as a 1 year rental, but we need him for the full year. And if he gets rocked early in the season, I think it could be a short season for him, and we're just going to see Stidham. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Emmett.
That sounds like good advice for any running quarterback. Keep running, just don't get hit. Just coaching.
Well, I think what he's saying is, you know,
what is he saying?
Run to the outside, get to the sticks, and get out of bounds.
Okay. All
you know,
right.
that
all
type
right.
of running.
All right, there's some.
Where, and you're not doing it as much.
But if you start doing that on the reg, as the kids like to say, will defenses pick up on that? Like, you know, he's running, but he's just running to the outside, trying to get to the sticks, and, it, you know, maybe we can game plan for that. He's obviously being instructed not to go through the middle and cut back and try and pick up the extra yards, you know, going back toward the middle of the field. So in theory, sure, great. In practice, might be a little more difficult.
As far as season ticket holders go for the Patriots, I heard from, I'd say a friend of the station, that would be Chop Block 33 on Twitter. He's a 40-year season ticket holder.
Wow.
He's also been to every home game outside of five. He's missed five home games since 1978.
Not a real fan.
I think he landed in the hospital for one of them, he told me once.
Yeah, what about the other four?
His tickets are in the front row at Gillette. Okay.
I'd rather be about 10 rows back, but go ahead.
He's 40 years in, front row tickets at Gillette. And he says he was told he would have access to at least one block of tickets to the game of his choice, and they would seat them where they wanted to and maybe be allowed a second home game. That was as of last week, and a lot was still up in the air as to how they were going to deal with it.
Maybe be allowed a second home. What does that mean?
So there's eight home games. They must be working to accommodate every season ticket holder to get them to a game.
Oh.
So
40-year season ticket holder.
I got to say, I sort of respect it. I sort of respect the approach that if you're a season ticket holder and you've been a season ticket holder, you're going to get to a game, and the best season ticket holders may get to two. I don't hate it. If anyone goes to more than one game, it's the best, most, you know,
if you've been
longest
to
tenured fans.
Yeah, what's best? Is it longest or is it best seats?
Well, typically they're one and the same because the people who have been the ticket holders the longest have the best seats, typically.
But if you're, look, you love that if you've
Jim, where would your seats be right now if you had hung on to them?
Oh, I wouldn't be paying that much for those. I would keep the seats that I had.
It's true, too. There are people that are in sections that don't want to move down. And there's very few 200-level sections at Gillette. They're in the corners. And I know some people that have had seats in there, and they're like, no, we're staying right here in the corners in the 200. We are not moving down another level because the price is going
to
go up.
I was in 240 when we had tickets, and that was like in the corner, the very corner, the closest to the end zone you could get because we liked end zone seats. We liked watching the game go back and forth instead of side to side. And those seats, we would have never changed those seats if we hadn't given them up. But, well, 15 years ago when we did.
Right.
I mean, it's easy to respect if you've been a season ticket holder for 3 years. And, yeah, that's awesome. You know, we're all being treated the same. It's a little different if you're been
40
years. Oh, you're going to allow me into a game?
40-plus years.
What about the guy who's been a season ticket holder for 20 minutes? Same thing. Would that sit well with you?
Well, the guy who's been the season ticket holder for 3 minutes is not going to get good seats. When they space everybody out, he's going upstairs.
If they even need to open the upstairs, there may not be a bad seat in there.
There's an upstairs.
If they're 20...
There's an upstairs.
You think they're going 300 level this season?
Yeah. I do.
For 20% capacity, they're going to go up, they're going to open up 300 level.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Maybe.
Yes, sir.
Maybe. I don't know.
Heard some things.
Beetle, you're a lifelong resident of Quincy.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Somebody moves in next door to you. They've lived there for 10 minutes.
Happens all the time.
And they're gonna start offering, I don't know, on-street parking or whatever the hell they do. Everyone's going to get one spot, but you have two cars. Does everybody get the same thing?
Everyone pays their taxes. That's a little different. I mean, what are you going to do there?
You've been paying taxes in that town your whole life, and your father and the father before him.
All true.
You want to be treated exactly the same as a guy who's lived there for 15
minutes? That's a little different. That's a bad analogy.
I think it's a wonderful analogy.
I would say you get all the real estate in front of your house.
I think it's a bad analogy because
you get all your frontage. Okay? You get all your frontage in front of your... You got whatever you've got on the street. You can park whatever you want in front of your house.
Pick something else that's being doled out to the residents of Quincy.
And by the way, park in front of your own damn house, people. Okay? Park in front of your own house.
Why?
It's courtesy.
It is a courtesy.
Have some common courtesy. Yes. Park in front of your own house.
Sometimes you can't. No spot there. Someone took my spot.
Well, then that's not your fault. Someone else caused a chain reaction. It's the original offender that has caused the issue.
What about a renter?
Oh, those are the worst. Those are the worst. Nothing worse than that.
It's their money that's being...
They don't give a crap about anybody.
Well,
renters. Renters. 617-779-0985. Sound from in the bubble in the NBA. And also a motivational speech from Kemba Walker. That's the ticket. Motivational
bubble
speeches.
Bubble game sound, right?
Yes. Yeah. We've got some sound from inside the bubble of games and how things are starting to come together in the NBA.
Tom just found a really good one from the Nuggets game.
From the Nuggets game. We'll get to that coming up. Your calls on the Patriots.
We'll play the sound, but please, I don't know what the score. I have it on the DVR. So don't tell me what happened in the game.
Liar. Get to that next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
The former QB, always laser focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. I'm sleep on a hot spot on a hot rock.
And the guy who is always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We had a meeting, and middle of the meeting, we step up and said, "Listen, man, we have something very special in this locker room. We are like brothers, you know? So let's just go out there, you know, let's compete, have fun, and win this championship, man, and show the whole world that, you know, this we can do it." And everybody was just so gassed up. I'm like, okay, let's go, you know?
Don't you love that? Those music tracks they play under these shows. That's the Enes Kanter Show with Chris Forsberg, NBC Sports Boston. Like, we got, just play, just keep blasting this the whole segment, Jim, just so we continue to sound upbeat the whole time. Energy, energy. Let's go. That's exciting. There was a team meeting, and Kemba Walker stepped up and said, "Guys, we've got something special. We can really win it all, guys." Like a great scene in a movie right before they win it, Artie. Doesn't that get you excited?
Yeah, it keeps things moving. Keeps things moving. You know, it makes you feel like you're being double entertained. You're watching something, but you're listening to something, you know, flows.
And you know the Celtics fan reaction to this is, "Oh, isn't that great? Kemba's such a leader. Oh, it's so great. So special. Special. It's so special, that team right now. How's your knee? How's your knee? I don't need a speech from you. I need your knee to be okay." I would have spent those 3 minutes you were giving the speech more time in the rehab room. Bags of ice, whatever it is you need. Whirlpool, treatment, something, massages.
No whirlpools, no whirlpools.
Oh, that's right. Whirlpools are out.
That's NBA. I know DeBrusk said it yesterday. That no hot tub, no cold tub.
Do something other than that. The speech, isn't that inspirational? Is that going to make one lick a difference with this team that he gave a speech?
No.
None. Zero. No difference. I'm not inspired by it. I'm sorry. I know Celtics fans eat this stuff up. They love it. Not going to make any difference when they get to a game 7 of any playoff series, or if they do make it to the NBA Finals. By the way, I heard yesterday Kendrick Perkins saying that the ceiling for the Celtics is the NBA Finals. And I agree with him. We've talked about this week. Max Kellerman disagreed with him and said, "No, the Celtics can win it all. And that to me is a kiss of death. Now you've got no shot." That's it. Kellerman said the Celtics can win. Well, that's not going to happen now. No way.
Yeah, but in fairness, if Perkins had said the Celtics can win, he would have said they can't win. So
true. All true. But he did make the case that the Celtics could win. All right, NBA bubble continues in Orlando. They've got some scrimmage action coming up. We're going to get to some real games coming up. They're going to have the playoffs there. The bubble seems to be good. Good news on the testing front there this week. And so now we're focusing less on the players and maybe a little bit more on the games and the ramp up here. We've got some sound from broadcasts that have begun. When is our first broadcast of Celtics? Tuesday?
Sunday, 1:30.
Sorry, Sunday.
And then Tuesday at 8.
Sunday, Tuesday, coming up here on 98.5, the Sports Hub with Grandy and Max. Everyone's adjusting to how they will be broadcasting these games. And Grandy and Max will be broadcasting the games from Boston. They are not in Orlando, as is the case, I think, for everybody in their role. So let's hear it. What do we got?
All right, so we have, I'll let you guys choose. We have two calls from the Clippers radio. We have two calls from the Heat radio. We have a call from Nuggets television, and we have the in-arena sound during the Brooklyn Nets game, like just like somebody that was in the bubble in the arena. That's the one I sent.
I would actually like to begin with that. Just sound in the arena.
Okay.
That is not, you know, sort of artificially, we'll say artificially inseminated into the radio broadcasts. Let's hear it.
Karis LeVert.
Okay. All right. That's a problem. Does that need to be the sound effect they use?
Well, that's the sound effect they use. Now, in a normal game,
is that the roller coaster on Space Mountain going out into outer space? What is that?
That's the Great Gazoo showing up, messing with Fred and Barney.
Oh, boy.
Karis LeVert.
Pachew, pachew, pachew. Pew, pew, pew. See, you would never even notice that. It's kind of like listening to, it's like listening to Freddie Mercury and the vocal only track from Under Pressure. With everything else going on in the song, it sounds just fine. But that, kind of isolated, it sounds ridiculous. Okay! My brains are on the floor. These are the days. Never rains, but it pours.
That's the equivalent. And you're like, this was great with
music.
That's
the comp.
That's a good comp.
That's the comp.
Okay. All right. Next one.
Let's save the TV call for last. Let's do the radio ones.
All right. Let's hear it.
All right. This is Clippers radio.
Clippers.
The sound's not really. It's more the announcer that got me on this one.
Morris takes it away like a kid taking candy away from a baby, and Leonard comes back the other way off a great ball reversal and sticks a three in the near side corner.
Didn't really flow off the tongue. Like, did he just learn that phrase? Did he think that was, you know, somehow some, you know, great metaphor? Oh, I know. He's like a kid who sees another kid who has candy, and he's going to take that candy away from that kid who is actually a baby. That's how he took that basketball, like a kid went to a smaller kid, an infant even, who had candy. Not a great idea nutritionally, but still, for some reason, the baby had the candy, and he took it from him, and the baby couldn't put up much of a fight because he doesn't have the motor skills requisite to putting up a fight over the candy.
Morris takes it away like a kid taking candy away from a baby.
It just sounds so unnatural.
Do you have more of this guy?
Coming out of his mouth.
Well, Paul George hit a buzzer beater before halftime.
Okay.
Rebound by George with 3 seconds left. George pulls it up, 30-footer at the buzzer. He got it to go. PG-13 at the end of the first half.
That's fine.
It is still a little loud, the crowd noise. That's loud.
Yeah, Los Angeles again, just like the Dodgers.
It's loud.
It's okay.
It's very loud.
That's fine.
Pulls it up, 30-footer at the buzzer. He got it to go.
It's all just so loud. Like, again, if there was a crowd to sort of drown that out, it would be good. Turned away from it all like a blind man.
Pachew, pachew, pachew.
Sat on a fence.
You want Miami radio? We have two calls from that.
All right, let's go.
Solomon Hill, pick and roll with Olenek. Open man is Vincent. Kaboom. That's pretty basketball. Gabe Vincent bearing the Heat's 14th triple of the game.
This sounds like ESPN college games of smaller...
The MAC.
The MAC, UMass, Northeastern, BC, name any school that has a hard time with attendance these days. And you've got sort of the sound of the Nets, which you always hear on those broadcasts. You always hear the Nets because they're mic'd. They have mics built into them.
Open man is Vincent.
You hear that on those college broadcasts. That's what this sounds like.
Yeah.
Like a Thursday night game with DePaul. So it's not awful, but some of the sound is really loud. I think they got to turn it down a little bit.
Olenek down with a rebound. That should be the final rebound of this game, with the Heat winning it As the clock runs out, Miami wins their first of three scrimmage games. They beat the Kings 104-98.
Not awful.
It's fine. I wonder if the players are going to be able to hear these announcers. Well, no, they're going to be. No, no. Well,
the announcers aren't there.
They aren't there.
The ESPN guys are. So the ESPN crew is there, but they're not.
But they're at courtside.
No, they're going to be backed up a little bit. Yeah. There is plexiglass, though, between the scorer's table and the court.
It looked weird with the two rows of benches and everyone sitting like way. The court's the there's more court. You can see more court out of bounds.
Yes.
There's way more space.
As I heard last night in a report on ESPN, I think it was on SportsCenter, there's 30 cameras at the game, only three of which are not robotic.
Wow.
30 cameras cover the court.
Wow.
Three of them have operators. The other 27 are robotic
cameras. God, that sounds like a lot. I mean, are there 30 cameras covering a...
No.
Can't be anywhere near that many.
So they're going to have more angles than ever before.
They also have microphones underneath the court and underneath the basket itself. Like 30 microphones all around different spots that they've never been able to do before.
Yes. So it is an impressive amount of cameras. One more.
Nuggets TV?
Yeah, let's hear it.
BC Sports Washington.
Let's go, Nuggets! Oh.
Let's go Nuggets chant didn't really work.
Yes. Great job. That doesn't work.
It sounds like it's Wizards TV, though, because it's NBC Sports Washington. That's Wizards TV doing the Wizards Nuggets game.
Someone wants to know, is that the ghost of Casey Kasem? Ben says, is that the ghost of Casey Kasem on the Heat calls? Did it sound like Casey Kasem? I'm Casey Kasem.
Dear Casey.
It's time for another long-distance dedication.
I'm a huge Nuggets fan and not able to attend any games in the bubble. Could you please play that Let's Go Nuggets chant for all of us who wish they could be there to chant along with them?
BC Sports Washington.
Let's go Nuggets!
A Let's Go Nuggets chant didn't really work.
Reminds me of a certain Red Sox rally. The call and response and the response never happens.
Well, the Red Sox.
The chant didn't work. Were you expecting the fans to join in? What is the point of playing that? You play that when there's fans in the building to get them to chant that.
So you know Rich's little sound machine there, the instant replay?
Yep.
Those are pretty much designed for stadiums. That's what I use for the New Mexico Scorpions, like 24 years ago, doing hockey. And that's so you've got a bunch of stuff that if you're a sound operator at a game and you're just doing that stuff, I'm sure they're using much more updated software now. But that all has like, you know, physical controls in each button, and there are templates you lay over. So
does he even use this anymore?
I don't know.
I don't think he uses it.
But you're not clicking. Well, he doesn't use it because he hasn't been here.
No, I'm saying when he was here.
Yeah, I don't know. But
there's VIP on Swole playing right now.
There's certain things you just, you know, are accustomed to hitting at certain times if you're one of these game ops or game sound people. Mm-hmm. So the Let's Go Nuggets chant is something he's done every game for, you know, probably however long he's been doing it. It's just one of those trigger things. That one is not going to work this year.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go Red Sox.
Let's go Nuggets.
Let's go Red Sox.
Nuggets.
I hope they play that at Fenway.
Okay.
McTakey has your headline. 617.
Didn't we say we weren't going to goof on sports when they came back?
Oh, no, we're doing it.
No, fine, good. Thank you for all your hard work.
We're not going to be
overly critical of this stuff. Didn't we make some kind of a pact?
No.
That we weren't going to do what we're doing?
Where's the fun in that? Where's the fun in that? It beats complaining about coronavirus.
Okay.
McTakey, take it away.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Solak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Chuck is in Ohio today. He wanted to talk about Cam Newton. He arrived in Boston last night. What's going on, Chuck?
Yeah, I just, number one, I'm not buying the whole thing that Belichick wiped him. Because if he did, I mean, the young man has a pressure on him to begin with. I mean, if suppose he does win the starting job, how long is it going to take for Stidham? Is he going to be allowed to have two bad series where people start screaming for Cam? I mean, it's not fair to Stidham if you like him, which I don't know what he is, but I'm just saying, you bring Cam Newton in right away. Now it becomes a quarterback controversy. Those never end up good for a team. They never end up good, you know. And number two, if Cam Newton could play it out, why is Tom Brady getting $100 million guaranteed for 2 years and Cam Newton getting the league minimum?
He didn't. He didn't get $100 million. He got $50 million. He got $25 and $25. $50 million guaranteed. And the reason why Cam Newton did not get a lot of money is because he's been hurt the last two seasons. And there are some questions about whether or not he can return to the level he played at prior to those injuries. But I would agree with this part. Cam Newton should have had more than one suitor. And Cam Newton should have been able to get more money than he did. That is true. That is odd that he did not get more than he did.
I can't believe, you know, we talk about it with a variety of guys who are available. And, you know, I guess most recently, Colin Kaepernick would be the only thing close to a comp in terms of a guy who, but he wasn't at the level of Cam Newton. I mean, Colin Kaepernick was never an MVP and he hadn't played in 2018, but there's always questions as to, you know, couldn't somebody use him? And for Kaepernick, it was more of a, you know, like a backup role. But for Cam Newton, for not one other team to express like real interest and have some kind of a need that they thought he could fill, it's kind of puzzling.
The thing that I believe is true about Cam Newton is nobody wants to bring Cam Newton in unless they want him to be their starter.
Yes, that right? makes sense.
And so I think a lot of teams have, even if it's not a quarterback with the same ceiling as Cam Newton, they have a guy they want to go with, and that may have contributed to it. And Cam probably didn't want to go anywhere where he wasn't going to be the starter. But he didn't get any offers. That's the weird part. There weren't any other offers. Even if it was a backup job at, you know, hey, $5 million guaranteed. Oh, you get all of it. You don't have to work for it. You're getting $5 million or you're getting $7 million. I thought that would maybe be out there. Granted, this has been the most strange offseason of all time. So it is unique, though. It is different. Let's go to Ed, who's in Danvers. What's up, Ed?
Hey, guys. Hey, the reason why he didn't get no offers, the guy's a two-bag. I never really liked his antics on the field, and especially the way he treated that female reporter about talking about routes. And the straw that broke the camel's back is when he had these alligator arms, didn't dive after that ball when they really needed that. And I just can't bring myself through it. I'm a longtime Red Sox fan, season ticket holder. I just can't bring myself to root for this guy. I understand Stidham maybe isn't the quarterback, but I am torn. And the last thing, oh, my God, the Red Sox, I'd rather stick a fork in my eye while they work off that long honey-do list while they're on. So peace out, gentlemen. Love you guys.
Okay. Thanks, Ed.
Long-time Patriots fan.
Yeah, he slipped up because he had a Red Sox point, too.
Look, I understand you don't like Cam Newton for a couple of reasons. Think about it from an NFL team, from a GM perspective. Mm-hmm. Is a GM going to be totally put off from even considering him because of that one play in the Super Bowl, which a lot of fans that, you know, point to and say, that's why I don't like him. Like, okay, is any GM going to be put off because he did the Superman thing or the way he behaves in pregame warmups.
Nope.
Nope. Is any GM who thinks this guy, this former MVP and a guy who was playing really well 2 years ago before he was hurt, is he going to say, I'm not bringing him in because of one offhand comment he made to a reporter in a postgame press conference once?
Nope.
No. So that's you. And I get it. Personally, you just can't get past it. Fine. Think about how GMs think. And no GM, if he thinks Cam Newton is going to turn his football team from an also-ran into a contender and it is going to be put off by any one of those things. So you start building them up in totality, but really, you just kind of named all three.
Bill Belichick.
I mean, what else is it about Cam Newton that's really, really egregious that would prevent you from having a serious conversation about him? Other than, you named it. The alligator arms on the fumble in the Super Bowl, the comment to the reporter, and general look-at-me antics, okay? But which, by the way, none of them a good look, and we've certainly, talked about them, as they happened, but not one of those things, if I'm a GM, taken either individually or in totality, is going to stop me from having a conversation about them and maybe taking a long, hard look at them. I still don't get it. That's not enough. It's not enough.
Bill Belichick runs a pretty tight ship, right?
Yes.
Again, the accusation is that there's not enough fun here in New England. He did not let any of those things get in the way. None of the ignore the noise, speak for yourself. None of that for Cam Newton got in the way for him. None of it. And what he does on the field is what it, attracted him to go out and bring him in, and I think make him the starting quarterback. I think that's what we're in for at some point in the next 50 days before we get to the NFL season. This Dayton Show history is coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Well, this segment lives on. And it's July 23rd.
It is indeed. The people love it. I don't know that we're going to be able to do this like in perpetuity. I think by this time, like next spring, we'll have listened to the best moments from this Dayton Show. So unless we're just adding what happened on this, on this date a year ago.
Yeah, we've run out.
So, yeah, we could keep this going for a year. And after that, you may have to go away for a couple of years.
And maybe a year from now, there's a vaccine, and we don't have to worry about COVID anymore, and things are great, and we say, let's just listen back to hear how ridiculous things were a year ago. And we all laugh at it and go, ha, 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 that was so ridiculous.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Maybe that's what we're doing.
Maybe.
All right, let's all hope for the best.
But for today's purposes, we go back to 2 years, July 23rd, 2018.
Yeah.
Actually, this is just last year.
Oh.
I misspoke.
2019.
Right. This was a Dan's date item. Oh, Dan Shaughnessy in studio. Talking about Vanessa Williams. And this made Zoe think of the eyes of a certain athlete.
Rick Fox?
Yes. On this day in 1984, Vanessa Williams had to give up her Miss America title. Why?
She wasn't of age.
Nude photos.
Nudie.
Oh, scandalous. Nude photos in penthouse.
Did she marry Rick Fox?
That is correct.
Yes. Never saw a man with prettier eyes. What? Rick Fox's eyes, man. Dude, look right through you, man.
On this day?
Those green cat eyes.
I don't believe Rick Fox has green eyes. I really don't.
Maybe he was wearing colored contacts the night Zoe saw him in person. I mean, he's a very
handsome guy.
A very handsome right? man.
But
he's very handsome.
He appears to have brown eyes, not green.
Okay, well, don't get in the way of a...
He has very nice eyes. Like a very bright brown. It's very nice. They are exotic, I will say. Right, handsome guy.
I'll look at him later. Now we go to...
What do you think went wrong in that marriage?
I don't know. I don't remember anything about
right?
that.
Because he sort of fizzled out as a player, and although that was years later. He had a decent career, right?
Yeah, Vanessa Williams and Rick Fox. It's
like
kinda,
she's not famous anymore.
Right, but still very attractive.
Of course.
It's like the Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie thing. Like, if those two get tired of banging each other, what hope is there for any of us?
Right.
Like, oh my God. You say the same thing about Rick Fox and Vanessa Williams. What chance do the rest of us stand?
Rick Fox, 13 seasons. Good for him. Okay.
All right. This was 2018, 2 years ago. We had just started the simulcast on NBC Sports Boston.
Oh,
Zoe was trying to get a photo of one of our favorite callers, Lorraine in New Hampshire, so we could show her on TV.
Quickly, let's go to Lorraine in New Hampshire. Lorraine.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, guys. Hi, Zoe. Hi, Bertrand.
What's up?
You see us on TV, Lorraine?
Yeah. This is exciting. It's great. That's what I'm calling. Well, it's one of the reasons I'm calling.
Well, we need
you. Good luck with all of this.
Thank
it's
you.
Wonderful.
You know what we need, Lorraine, is like a picture of you or a picture with us so that when you call, we can put
it
up on TV.
That's true, Lorraine. Okay. You should email us.
Seriously?
There. Regular. Yeah, email it in.
Email it.
Okay. Okay. What's the email?
Zoe, Z-O, at 985, thesportshub.com.
At 985.
No periods in there. No dots.
985 Sports Hub.
No, no. TheSportsHub.com.
TheSportsHub.
Yes.
.com.
Okay.
Aha.
Well,
it's.
I don't think we ever got that photo.
I don't think we did either. Oh, you know
Shocking.
What? We probably did. Zoe probably hasn't checked his email
That's
in 2 years.
That's true, too.
It's probably,
That's probably correct.
It's sitting in his inbox. You know what? I'm not even joking. I would not be surprised to find out that Lorraine sent it, and it's sitting in Zoe's unopened email.
It's because Zoe said the at symbol was an ampersand.
Did he say that in there?
Hold on. Ampersand.
That's what I'm calling. Well, it's one of the reasons I'm calling.
Well, we need
you. Good luck with all of this.
Thank
it's
you.
Wonderful.
You know what we need, Lorraine, is like a picture of you or a picture with us so that when you call, we can put
it
up on TV.
That's true, Lorraine. Okay. You should email us.
Seriously?
There.
Regular.
Yeah, email it in.
Email it.
Okay. Okay. What's the email?
Zoe, Z-O, at 985, thesportshub.com.
At
9-8,
which is not what you need. You need an at.
Is there a name for that at thing?
I think it's just the at.
Now I want to know.
Okay, then. That's why he didn't get the email. That's why I never made it. Thought it was a new type of email address.
It's just at. Okay, finally today.
But in general, though,
yes.
Would you be
yes.
for or against a proposal that puts the caller's image in the corner of the screen when they call? For the regulars, for the ones that call us all the time. Outside of Ken and Lowell. He doesn't
In
count.
General, I am for it.
I am too.
All right.
So if you want to submit them.
But not Ken and
don't
Lowell.
Don't email them to Zoe. Email them to Hardy and I.
Yes, Derek and Foxborough. No, Ken and Lowell.
I still don't know.
Derek looks like either.
No, now I need to know.
You need to know.
I do.
Okay.
2018, 2 years ago, you and Zoe were doing promo reads.
Oh, God.
For the simulcast.
Oh, God.
And I think all you had to say was like previously on Zolak and Bertrand or something like that. But
who screwed it up?
I don't know, but there are outtakes from what sounds like a pretty simple read.
All right, let's hear it. Check. 1-2, 1-2. Good. Previously on Zolak and Bertrand.
Check. Previously.
Previously on Zoe and Beetle. No, that sounds weird. Previously on Zolak and Bertrand. Previously on Zolak and Bertrand.
Do it again.
1, 2, 3. Previously on Zolak and Bertrand.
Oh, that is good. I'm shocked they're not using those. Oh,
why did they want us to do it together? Why did they request that?
No, that sounds weird.
That sounds weird.
No, that sounds weird.
They never requested both of you together. You guys just decided you were going to do it together.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, the other part was we recorded that on a bad microphone. Remember that? Because we were sending it back to them. I think we were in the producer's booth recording that.
I think it was Tom's mic.
Yeah, I think that's what we used. We were in there doing it.
So it just sounds so weird when he's trying to be like announcer guy. It's unsettling.
Previously on Zoe and Beetle.
No, that's not weird. Sounds weird.
No, that sounds weird.
That sounds weird.
But you're telling me on the TV side they're not using this every day?
Previously on Zolak and Bertrand.
No, but they should.
You think?
It should. Be fun. Have a little fun
over
there.
More fun.
Loosen up over there a little bit. Mm? Have a little fun. 617-779-0985. Cam Newton has arrived in Boston. If you missed any of it last night, as it played out live on television, we'll get you up to speed in 90 seconds after headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Sports Hub. Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Sports Hub. Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On a Thursday, you're on Zolak and Bertrand, Beetle, Hardy, McTakey from the Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5 The Sports Hub. 617-779-0985, the phone number. There are open lines if you want to jump on board. Cam Newton made his arrival last night in Boston, landing at Logan Airport. And thankfully for all of us, for all of New England, Channel 7 decided to send over multiple reporters to capture Cam landing at the airport. Both Natalie Pozzo and Chelsea McDonald were there, walking with Cam through the airport last night as he picked up his bags and is he headed to a shuttle bus, a Logan shuttle bus, like any of us would use? Just hashtag regular guy. I don't know if Stidham was driving the bus. I know that he's got the shuttle bus thing going. I don't know if it was Stidham pulling up in the bus. Meep, meep. I don't know if it was him that pulled up driving the bus, but Cam Newton got on the shuttle bus at the airport last night. There he is. You know, we were confused earlier, wondering why the team didn't pick him up or why there wasn't car service or something along those lines. Turns out Stidham was at the wheel of the Logan Express. So they did send someone for him, Hardy. They did. Let's hear it. Let's hear the report from Channel 7 in Boston of the arrival of Cam Newton last night.
Cam Newton told me he was warned not to say anything, so he really couldn't say too much, but did tell me he is excited about joining the New England Patriots.
Just one station there as the Patriots' new quarterback touches down in Boston in style and tight-lipped.
How are you feeling touching down here in Boston?
We caught up with Cam Newton as he made his way off the plane from Atlanta over to the baggage claim, grabbing his bags, and then an unexpected move onto an airport shuttle bus as he left Logan Airport. It was all live on 7 News.
I'm sorry. I know you didn't want to talk. Anything that you can say to Patriots Nation right now, again, you're live with Channel 7.
No disrespect to nobody, but I'm extremely ecstatic. But I'm not talking.
Before his New England arrival, Cam posting this video on Instagram.
And it very well could be like that.
Working out with wide receiver Julian Edelman.
How has it been getting to know your new teammates?
As you probably know, I've been warned not to talk much.
He did make a zip your lips gesture followed by a thumbs up when 7 Sports reporter Chelsea McDonald asked about connecting with his wide receivers.
I texted them too because they're picking me up. I was like, Cam Newton's on my flight. Let's try to get a picture.
Fans excited when they realized they were on the plane with the star.
I didn't even know the whole time I'm on a flight with Cam Newton. It's a blessing to be on the flight with Cam Newton. I've been a Patriots fan since I was 13. Tom Brady gone. We got a new quarterback, Cam Newton. He's going to do the thing this year. I feel it.
Fans say they will support him all the way as a new era begins for the New England Patriots.
Go Pats. Thank you.
He was a great sport through all of that. Now, training camp is supposed to start on July 28th, but the Patriots have not made an official announcement pending health and safety guidelines because of COVID-19. At Logan Airport in Boston, Nathalie Pozo, 7 News 19.
Okay, there it is. Live on television last night, Cam Newton lands at the airport. When was the last time that happened for any Patriot player arriving in Boston? Have you ever seen this before?
No.
This is great.
Dice K. That's the last time I remember it.
Remember following the plane? They're tracking the plane. Dice K landing at the airport. Dice K stepping off the plane. Cam Newton, live coverage at the airport. With his very expensive luggage, and I'm sure his very expensive outfit and hat. He was there last night. He is here now, and he was told to zip it. You know what I love about Cam Newton? You could tell he wanted to talk. He would have loved to have given a press conference
right then and there.
did he say more than even what he was supposed to say?
He probably, I mean, if they had their druthers, they, someone told him not to say too much. Whoever told him not to say too much would probably wish that he hadn't even said someone told him that. They probably would have preferred he just say, I don't have anything to say other
than
great to be here.
The team doesn't want us here today talking about why'd they tell Cam Newton to be quiet. They don't want that out there. Cam, when we tell you to be quiet, don't tell them we told you to be quiet. What's the first rule of being quiet in New England?
Don't tell anyone that you were told to be quiet.
Bingo. First rule.
Pithy.
What are you doing? We told you to be quiet. Yeah, I know. I was quiet.
That's why I said you told me to be quiet. No.
No, that's not being quiet. Being quiet is saying nothing.
Great to be here.
Cam, what are you doing? Instead, he's going, shh, zipping up the mouth, telling them he was told not to speak.
As you probably know, I have been instructed not to speak by the following people in the Patriots organization.
I can show you the email if you want to see it. I got the text right here.
Look at this.
I can't talk to you.
This guy says shut up. This guy says shut up. This guy's all of them.
Casario, Belichick, McDaniels. Like, who is it? Who is it, Cam?
Oh, I just don't want you to say anything.
He said more than what they wanted him to say last night.
And still said nothing.
And still said nothing. Nothing at all. But I do wonder if that's the start of, hey, Cam, we need you to reel it in a little bit. Less talking, less social media,
yeah.
Things like that. I wonder if that's the start of it. They told him to go to the airport, get off the flight, and talk to no one. Don't talk to anybody about anything. When he could have easily told the reporter last night, what's worse, last night, saying, hey, I'm really happy to be here. Looking forward to joining my team and my teammates. That's all I can tell you guys. I'm just happy to be here, happy to be getting ready for the season. Or, I was told not to talk to you guys. Shh, I can't say anything. No disrespect to anybody. When he says no disrespect, he's talking about the people who have told him not to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to disrespect the coach, but I'm ecstatic to be here.
Like, you want to give me saying no disrespect to the reporter who's asking the questions.
That could be it too. And no disrespect to you. That could be it. But why would he need to say no disrespect before telling them I'm very happy to be here?
Because
it's not disrespectful.
It could
not say more.
It could come off as disrespectful to not answer questions. Yeah. I don't mean any disrespect, but I've been told, as you know. All right, let's get into it after all. I've been instructed not to say too much. Oh, the things I would love to say. And document by both you and my own personal documentarian. However, as you know.
Right.
Ixnay on the amens K.
He could have just said, hey, I'm really happy to be here. Great to finally be here and get ready for the season. That's all I can tell you guys right now. I'll talk to you when camp starts, which is a lie. It's like no one's going to be talking during camp. Yeah, we'll be talking again in a few weeks.
It's like, boys, I'm going on for a little bit. When your mother gets home, don't tell her that how long I've been gone.
Right.
Okay? Just say, all right. How long has your father been gone?
I was told not to tell you. So I can't tell you.
What?
No, you idiot.
You did it wrong. You did it wrong.
What's worse? He's already said too much. He's already said too much. Cam Newton. Jeff is in Nashua on Cam Newton today. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's going on?
Well, I finally got a chance to see the hype video yesterday with Edelman. And the only thing the takeaway that I had was, nice shorts, Edelman. Magnum P.I. wore those. Those come in men's sizes, too.
Oh, that's right.
Anything else?
Well, did you guys have a good week? No, nothing at all.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Jeff.
He's working out. Not going to be out there in basketball shorts.
I'm not about to speak ill of Julian Edelman for anything he does.
We need him.
Like right now. He needs to stay healthy. He needs to be out there and he needs to be available. That's what we need out of Julian Edelman right now. And he's just getting ready for the season. Got nothing to say. Joe is up next here on the Sports Hub. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guy. Well, my thinking is he's talking when he says no disrespect to anybody. He's talking to the people that he used to play with and play for in Carolina.
Could be that, too.
I think right after the clip, he says, you know, no disrespect to anybody. I'm really happy to be here.
Ah, that could be it. All right, that's good. I like that.
I like that theory, too. I like that one, too. That could work. No disrespect to my former teammates or the Carolina Panthers, but I'm ecstatic to be here.
Jimmy on Twitter points out, we missed a big one with the flights back. Doug Mirabelli.
That doesn't count. He was coming here to play a game. That was a, everyone was following that because they needed him at the ballpark.
No one waited at the airport.
No, that was
the state police did.
That's different.
The state police did, but the media didn't.
Someone said that to me on Twitter. You know what we're talking about. The arrival of an athlete in town for playing a game at a future date. That wasn't about Doug Mirabelli.
By the way,
that
great.
Was, hold on a second. That wasn't about Mirabelli. That was about the situation.
Right.
We need this guy, and it could have been.
It was about Josh Bard not being able to catch a knuckleball, right?
Yes, it was. It was as much about somebody has to come in and catch Wakefield tonight, and it's Mirabelli, right. And he's going to be here. They weren't celebrating Doug Mirabelli. They were celebrating the fact that this is really cool. They are going to charter a private jet to get him here and escort him and all that stuff. That was the story, not the guy. Who cares about Doug Mirabelli?
All I can think is that great job by Channel 7 to get tipped off on the flight to know that he was coming in. And the other part is that there's so many star athletes that have come to Boston in the last 20 years, we'll say, where this didn't even play out. When Kevin Garnett flew into Boston, did he have a moment like that?
His moment was the press conference with Pierce
right.
and Allen.
It's just sort of unique last night.
Didn't even know.
Like, who did this happen for? Has this ever happened? Daisuke, but that was sort of orchestrated by the team, so it was a media event.
Is it easier to get tipped now that someone's coming in on a flight than it would have been even, I mean, 12, 13 years ago? How many years ago was Kevin Garnett arriving in Boston for the first time?
Well, when there's
time?
Only six people flying into Logan Airport every day, so maybe it's a little easier now.
But if you're on a plane 10, 15 years ago, you don't have Wi-Fi in the plane.
Right.
Not
so
easily.
Someone on the plane could have tipped off.
Yeah. There's
someone.
Your tip. There's your tip.
Someone on the plane could have tweeted or.
Marshall Hook's buddy.
What the hook going to be? 617-779-0985. We've got some baseball to get to this hour as well. The Blue Jays are looking for a new home. They may have a new home. There's one new city. Pittsburgh said, we don't want you. There's another city that may be able to take them on. We'll get to that. Also, there still may be expanded playoffs in baseball. All this on the way.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. Helplinema.org.